It's All Things Considered. I'm Jen White. Teresa Flores is a social worker and the spokeswoman and director of education and training for Grace Haven House, a long-term faith-based care and rehabilitation home for young girls who have been victimized by human trafficking. Teresa grew up in a middle-class Catholic home, but found herself in the same position of some of the young women she now helps. Teresa Flores joins us now. Teresa, thank you for talking to us.
Hi, you're welcome.
I know you've repeated your story a lot, but I think it's important for people to know how young people can become victims of this crime. Will you share some of your story with us?
Sure. Well, I moved around a lot as a kid, and we moved all through the Midwest and ended up in Birmingham, Michigan, after having lived in Flushing for a while. And I was just really basically targeted by a group of older guys in my high school, and partially I think because I didn't have, you know, aunts and uncles around to notice any changes, and I was basically just, you know, your normal teenager, 15-year-old who was kind of starved for attention, and there was somebody there that was, you know, there to say exactly what I wanted to hear. He just really simply asked me if I wanted to ride home from school one day. And he didn't take me home. He took me to his house. He said, oh, I forgot something. I just need to grab it. And he offered me a pop, and it was laced with something. And he proceeded to rape me. And then his cousins were there taking pictures. And it wasn't revealed to me until several days later that they had a plan, and that was that I would earn them back. So essentially that started 2 years of, you know, being called into service for them and being made to do whatever they said at night, and then coming back home, going back to bed and sleeping for a few hours and getting up for school the next day.
And your family was completely unaware that this was happening?
Yep, they had no idea.
What made it possible for you to break away from your traffickers?
Really, the only thing was that my father got transferred, and we moved really, really far away, and I didn't tell any of my friends that we were going. So basically kind of just really sneaking away, because most women don't escape from this. You know, most will die in it.
When you escape from your situation, eventually you probably reached out for support, I would think. This would have to be something terribly difficult to get over emotionally. When did you reach out for support, and who did you reach out to?
It was several years later when I just couldn't handle it anymore, and I ended up going to the Rape Crisis Center because that was the only place I knew, you know, to even try. I was away at college, and they weren't equipped to handle my story. And it wasn't a one-time rape. It wasn't one person. So I didn't get any help there. And then several years later, again, tried to reach out on campus to, you know, a campus counselor. And again, you know, them not being able to be equipped to know how to help. So it was very frustrating many, many years until I got good counseling.
Explain a little more about the work you do now and what you hope to accomplish.
Well, I work for Grace Haven House. I'm the director of education and training. So I basically go around and train children's service workers, foster care parents, high school students, anybody that wants to know this information. And then I also have started an organization called SOAP, and it stands for Save Our Adolescents from Prostitution, where we place bars of soap with the National Human Trafficking Hotline number in them in motel rooms. And we offer trainings to the motel staff on the signs of missing children and kids that are runaways that are caught up with, you know, a pimp or trafficker.
Teresa, if someone is being trafficked or they know someone who is, where should they go for support?
They would want to call the national hotline number. It's 1-888-373-7888. And that's the National Human Trafficking Hotline. Somebody can call with tips. If they think this is happening to somebody, they can call there just for information on human trafficking, or a girl that is in a boy that's in this situation can call there for immediate help.
Teresa, thanks for talking to us.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you so much.